From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Don, D.C., Philip, Brad, Michael, Jim, David, Steele, Peter, Timber, Ty. I'm going to get to all of you. Then I need to get more into Fukushima, more on the federal government issuing more waivers to insiders not have to buy insurance, but everybody else does for their employees. That'll just be taken out of the employee's paycheck and done through layoffs. So we're also going to get into some of the latest TSA harassment that's going on. And the big one, after I take a big round of calls, is the serious deterioration of the borders of Israel and the overall destabilization of the Middle East. 8 killed as Israeli troops opened fire on Nakba Day border protests. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's good to talk to you, Alex. Yeah, I'm with you on the mainstream media. That's killing me. Absolutely killing me. And I kind of put my job on the line, and I'll find out tomorrow what the outcome is. But I sent on work time, I sent out a newscast to my local radio station, and it was through work media. So I was wondering if I could read that to you real quick.
Sure. What is it?
Okay. I screwed up. I mean, it's their computer. It's their time. It's, you know, whatever. But anyway, the gist of my story was you refuse to evolve with the awakened people when it comes to real news and continue to feed everyone the lies and propaganda that is fed into your station with no desire or self-thinking ability to look deeper into issues that gravely affect all of us, including my children as well as yours. You continue to believe all the crap that mainstream media draws on like a baby to milk, not even aware that it's orchestrated to keep you oblivious to reality when reality is what you should be, what should concern you the most. Only suckers bite on every piece of bait in front of them, especially when pertaining to wars, politicians, major disasters, etc. Osama's been dead for years. 9/11 was an inside job. And all wars are created for profit by people that view you and I as weeds and have no worth and are disposable.
Well, let me stop you for a minute here, Don, because you sent an email at lunch or on a break or whatever you did at work. And correct me if I'm wrong, to a radio station or TV station, some type of media. And did the station send an email back and tattle on you? Or is somebody reading your email and freaking out over this because of the political context? I mean, I bet people at work sometimes are sending emails out that aren't work-related. Are they going to fire everybody, or have you gotten in trouble yet? Or why did you preface all of this with that statement?
I'm very threatened with this right now. I work for a good company. I'm absolutely not going to say the name.
No, I don't want you to say the name. I want you to answer my question. Have they, did the media outfit you sent this email to, did they tattle on you or?
Yes. They divulged my name because my name was linked to the company name.
Well, that just shows you how America has turned into a bunch of tattletales, and they're all told, see something, say something. So here you are sending an email from work saying, I don't agree with what your radio or TV station's doing. Was it radio, TV, or newspaper?
It was radio, and it's a major radio station. And it's
okay, so you as an American dared send your political opinion, so they sat there and giggled and said, we'll get done, ha, 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 and this horrible creature then sent this to your boss hoping to get you in trouble.
Absolutely. And I knew as soon as I said it, I said it a week ago, Friday, Alex.
Well, Don, I tell you what, as soon as you know what happened with us, with this story, let us know, okay? I'm sorry to hear that happen to you, but we've got to think smart here. When we're going to engage in political activism, It's best to not do it from the workplace if your workplace doesn't, you know, authorize that, or do it from your own private email during your lunch hour. Show these little dirty rats.
This is Alex Jones with
Going Solar for Cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, here's the deal. We're now live into hour number two. I've got great political activist. What do you mean? National TV host now on RT, Luke Radowski, popping in, coming up at the bottom of the hour for one segment, then we'll continue with calls right through the end of the transmission today. We got about 54 minutes left here in broadcast time today. I do want to get into the ongoing destabilization of the Middle East, now making its way to Israel. We knew that was coming. Eight killed, at least. The numbers, it appears, may grow because these numbers always come out lower than they are later. Eight killed as Israeli troops opened fire on Nakba Day protest. Many more wounded in clashes at Israel's borders with Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon as UN appeals for maximum restraint. Continuing. Palestinian Nakba protest turned deadly. Israel sees Iran's fingertips. Continuing, here's Haaretz. Eight killed as IDF fires on infiltrators from Syria and Lebanon. Here's another one. Israel-Palestinian violence erupts on three borders. Reuters. Here's my point. If you go to Arutz Shiva, big Israeli national news, they've got footage of people that don't look like armed terrorists to me, rioting and then being attacked. And this is not what I'd call Iranian-backed terrorists, I'll just tell you. And before I go to your calls, I'm going to get more into this later. Here's my point on this front. Libya is fighting against Al-Qaeda-backed rebels. That is admitted even by the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Libya is being bombed by NATO for fighting back against them. Now, here's Israel saying they're fighting Iranian-backed rioters, and they're shooting them, and our media's like, attaboy, get them. This is all just hypocritical. I'm saying let's not bomb Libya, and let's not bomb Israel either, and let's not bomb Syria. The State Department admits they've been financing the Muslim Brotherhood in southern Syria for a month-long military-style attacks on Assad. And the Russians came out last week and said, if you try to a bombardment, we may intervene. And if the Russians tell you they're going to intervene, folks, and historically they're going to do it. Russia normally will sit back if it's not going to do anything. But if Russia says, we think we're probably going to do something, look out. You already saw that bluff Cheney ran on 888 when they kicked off the Olympics in Beijing. And over in Georgia, NATO launched those attacks through Georgia into South Ossetia and Abkhazia, the Russian-held enclaves, and Russia rolled in and just blew the daylights out of them and then rolled mobile nukes in and said, we're prepared to launch nukes. I mean, it's just, see, I love my children. I don't want to have World War III. These globalists like Strauss-Kahn and Obama and stuff may think it's cute and fun. I don't think it's funny. All right. I said I'd go to your calls because there's a loaded phone lines here. And I want to get to everybody. Brad, Michael, Jim, David, Stephen, Peter, Timber, Ty, others. Number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. When I go to your calls, short and sweet because I want to get to everybody. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to mention a couple things. I think it's the total thing. The big picture is dehumanization and depopulation. That's what the globalists are all about, and that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I agree with you. At the end of the day, they believe in survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and that it's their right to dominate the planet and then to basically forcibly reduce the population so that the elite and their progeny can enjoy the fruits of the earth. And that's their own statements. I cover it et nauseum in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and that's their ballgame. What do you think about Israel shooting and killing at least 8 people that were rioting and throwing rocks? Should NATO now bombard Israel and invade Israel? Should NATO bomb the Knesset with 2,000-pound bombs and try to kill Benjamin Netanyahu? I don't think they should, but under what they're doing in Libya, that's what they should do.
In Syria, like you said, it's who they want to mess with and what trouble they want to start in these other countries. Israel ain't one of them.
Absolutely. So it's openly hypocritical. It has nothing to do with humanitarian actions. But how do you think a good old boy out there reading the Wall Street Journal, where they admit the core of the anti-Qaddafi group is al-Qaeda, meeting with Obama officials, being funded by them, I guess al-Qaeda are now the good guys?
It's so much disinformation. It's ridiculous. And thank you very much for doing your part and, you know, telling the truth, because God knows we need somebody to help us discern the information and the disinformation.
Hey, Brad, are you a radio guy?
No, but I always get that. I wish I was.
Well, usually people have phones nowadays. You can't even understand them with all these Skype phones and stuff and cell phones that cut out of you, you know, stand behind a bush. But any other points you want to add, Brad?
Just like you were talking about, maybe with that French guy, maybe it is some kind of thing so he'll lose the election. And also on Ron Paul, you don't talk enough about the fact that when he was winning the primaries in New Hampshire when he was running last time, they definitely tampered with the results. He may have won that thing, but they totally screwed
him. That's right. Exit polls showed he should have gotten 3 times more than he should have. And he's been number one or number two in all these polls for 6 months. Absolutely. But Brad, I appreciate your call. Look, on the Ron Paul front, he's going to be the only Republican injecting true Americana, true libertarian constitutional ideas in the debates. And it's going to build the liberty movement like nothing before. I mean, look what happened 3 years ago. And it's going to position Rand in the future with name identification to end up being president. There's a chance Ron Paul could end up being president. But there's an even better chance Rand Paul or somebody else like him down the road. Very exciting. Michelle in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Michael, you know, I just can't get my name straight today. Michael, but we'll call you Michelle. We'll call me Michelle. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Michael, and I want to quote you from about 5 minutes ago. You said, "I don't want to have World War III." I've been listening to you for several years. I've never heard you come up with a plan for avoiding World War III. My good friend David Rockefeller at least makes an attempt at it. My good friend Baron de Rothschild at least makes an attempt at it. My good friends at the IMF have at least made an attempt at it. But I can't even get Alex Jones to debate me on this issue so that we can bring Christians, evangelical Christians in particular, into the 21st century and back to what the Bible actually says our responsibility is as peacemakers.
Brad, I mean, look, number one, I don't know who you are, or Michael. you know what we've got to do, guys? They've got a TV set in here about 8 feet away, and the names are so little that I guess my eyesight isn't as good as it used to be, so that's why I keep getting the names wrong. And I think we need to maybe bring a monitor. Can we cut a hole in the desk right here and maybe have a monitor in it so I can see the calls here? Because I think that's what's causing me to bumble around here. Michael, in Virginia, number one, I don't know who you are. Number two, you say, I won't debate you. Number three, you say all these people are your good friends, and you have this appeal to authority that you have answered, you know, all the ways to stop World War III, and you're implying that all these globalists are trying to stop World War III when it's the IMF and the World Bank and the globalists that are launching all these new wars. So I don't know who you are from the man in the moon, Michael.
Well, look, everybody is doing it according to their own individual, twisted, or enlightened idea.
Well, what do you mean I won't debate you? I don't know who you are. You're making false statements.
Well,
is that caller still there, or is he gone?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
What's I'm asking you who you are. You're calling up saying I'm afraid to debate you. I mean, it's like...
I'll tell you what. Your WTAR affiliate...
I'm just going to come back to you after break. But just short and sweet, explain to me how David Rockefeller is trying to save us and how I've refused to debate you. Okay? We'll come right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928 928- 908-0408. There's no call centers, just the friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I watched the IMF, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations putting in place eugenics, putting in place population reduction, putting in place a tax on the family. I see our own State Department financing Muslim extremists all over the Middle East to destabilize that region. I see our own government trying to encircle China and Russia while at the same time building up China. And Michael calls in all high and mighty and says, enlists a group of evil people who've been involved in all sorts of anti-freedom movements on record and calls them his friends. And then says, I won't debate him, and I don't know who he is from Brad or anybody else that called before him. And it's just a bizarre thing. You got 60 seconds to tell us how to stop World War III and how for Christians to come into the 21st century and join Beelzebub.
Okay, I can do it in less than 60 minutes. You debate me on coast. You debate me on Coast to Coast AM. And we will solve the problem.
Okay, Michael, you're a crackpot. You won't even tell me who you are. You're saying that I'm afraid to debate you. I've never talked to you before. Let him go. Just more idiocy. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That guy was funny, Alex. I'm calling down on a what seems like a local issue, but it's really got a lot of globalist underpinning. It's the Formula One racetrack that they're bringing to Austin.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to pay hundreds of millions of taxpayer money, just like in Dallas, $1 billion of taxpayer money or more, but it came out to over $1 billion, didn't it, for that stupid Cowboys stadium. You know what? If you want a Cowboys stadium, you pay for it. You want a Formula One, you pay for it. That's what the New World Order is. It's always about big fat cats and select insiders that I've got a bankroll. Look at this. If this stuff goes through and they don't repeal it, I've got to get insurance for every one of my employees, whether they like it or not. So all I'm going to do is fire every one of them and hire them back as part-time contractors so they can buy their own insurance because they don't want me to get them insurance and take their money. They want it. But then meanwhile, Obama just handed out hundreds more, 200 more to his little crony buddies. They don't have to get insurance, but I do. It's discrimination. It's an unfair trade advantage. I don't want to pay for the stupid bike program for insiders. I don't want to pay for the stupid Formula One track. If some European insider wants to come build that stinking thing, then they need to buy the land and build it. Stop taking my money. You know what happens if I don't pay the property taxes to this stinking city? If I don't sit there and give that scumbag, corrupt mobster city council all my money, they will come to take my house and sell it on the courthouse steps. And if I don't leave my house and I barricade myself in it, they will send the Austin SWAT team to murder me. They will shoot bullets into me. They will kill me. And they will kill you in Detroit or Los Angeles or anywhere else so they can take my money and give it to the Formula One scum. I'm sorry. It's theft. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. This is the essence of tyranny. It's the essence of why this country is going down the rat hole.
You're absolutely right, Alex, and line by line, 20 countries with Formula One, every one of them is government-funded. They're the poster boys for globalism.
So is soccer. So is all of it. They've built hundreds of these mega stadiums worldwide. Pay for it yourself.
And what's the guy with the IMF problem right now? What's his name?
Mr. Tally something.
All of these globalists, you've always said, they always have, they're just so out there. This guy in charge of Formula One, Bernie Ecclestone, on record, look it up online, praised Hitler, says he hates democracy because it gets in the way of everything, and it fits the bill. And now, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is trying to take over the sport. call City Hall in Austin, Texas, and tell them you don't want the Formula One racetrack. We're not going to pay for it. Call the Texas senators and your House reps. Tell them we're not going to pay for it.
And by the way, Jim, if people don't think we have power, I just had the state rep on Friday, Simons. They have now passed it in the House. It's going to pass in the Senate. They've got the votes. People need to keep putting pressure on them so that the feds can't stick their hands down our kids' pants and grab our wives' breasts at the airports. And at the federal level, they're cutting the funding for the naked body microwave scanners that are for Benjamin Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, all these people to make money, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, all of them. And you're absolutely right. But listen, that's why I got angry. My house's value's gone way down. Okay, I'm upside down, but they keep raising my property taxes. They keep passing a franchise tax on businesses in Texas. They keep doing all of this where it makes it hard to operate and exist. I'm being stolen from. And then meanwhile, Obama's buddies can have coal power plants, but all their other people get them shut down and my energy prices go up. Meanwhile, he's handed out several thousand now, 200 plus were added this week, to big insider corporations, all his contributors, where they don't have to follow the law, everybody else does. We got your UN bureaucrats running around raping people left and right, getting away with it. I'm sick of it. The New World Order is a corporate government coming in and using government to rob us, and I'm tired of it, Jim. Good to hear from you. He got me mad right there. See, folks, I don't talk about local issues where I live because this is an international, national show. And I occasionally cover something local if it has national import, but I don't talk about what goes on in this town. Believe me, I could do it. Ah! Let's go ahead and talk to David in California. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Sounds like I picked a good day to call in. What's up, Al?
I'm just sick of it.
Hey, I'm with you, man. And look, you got what the world needs. A lot of people call you a nut and crazy and all this.
You know what? I'd be crazy if I didn't want to pay my tax money for some guy in Europe to have his race car track. I can't handle it. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. You're crazy. And you don't want your kids fondled and molested every time you want to take a trip. No, you're crazy. You're an extremist. No, I know how it goes, buddy. I'm on to you. Anyway, since listening to you, I've only been tuned in through the internet here for about 2 months. I'll keep it short. I started looking around and seeing we got a lot of these internet-based attacks now. The PlayStation Network just came back up. People aren't really paying attention to it. I think it's false flag. Not too long ago before the government shut down, I think it was a couple of days
ago. I've been predicting that they're going to have false flags against the web as a pretext to take it over. And there's even Pentagon reports where they admit they're doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, it's rolling out now. Yeah.
It's like the antivirus companies are well known to be out there making the viruses. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you can say that about, computer software companies, antivirus. You can say that about your medical companies. You know, the money is in the medicine, so if they can make you believe they've got the answer and you've got to pay for it, hey, they got the game locked up. But yeah, my biggest conundrum now is I've never called in really, really pleased at what you do, and I think we need more people like you. But, this whole thing has really gotten me jaded since getting on to, the path of enlightenment, I'll call it. It's really looking at what the hired help is doing. We gave them the job. We put them in office. It's we the people, man. The Bill of Rights is written in cursive, and you're not even teaching cursive in schools anymore?
It's like having a dog, and you try to sit on your couch, and it growls at you. It's like having employees, and you come in, and the employees tell you to, to lick their boots. It's completely backwards. And great points, David. Good to hear from you. Steve, Peter, Timber, Ty, others, your calls are coming up. But I think about Austin, Texas. These are not liberals that run this town. This is a corrupt inner core of people who take private property for environmental reasons and then hand it over to themselves. That $2 million for 300 bicycles.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy."
Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
All right, we'll get to David, to Steve, Peter, Timber, Ty, but that'll be it for calls in the time we've got. We just got two segments left, and Luke Radowski's going to be joining us in just a moment. But I'm going to be honest with you. I love spending time with my three small children. My littlest one had some kind of stomach bug today. I almost didn't come in. It's such a beautiful day. It's like Valhalla. And because I'm sick of focusing on the evil. But I came in because my children have no future. Your children have no future. If we don't just face up to how bad things have gotten. And it's like the last caller said. The help has gotten out of control. And I think about the $700 toilet seats and $800 hammers at the Pentagon decades ago. I think about the $15 million Halliburton tarps that cost $500. I think about the Austin bike program they're going to go ahead and try to ram down us. They've shut down areas like 6th Street. Part of 6th Street has a bike lane. Never. I drive it all the time. Never do you see a bike. They make you park backwards now on the street for those shops as a way to worship the bikes. It's all about the government being able, like a mafia, to control when and how you can use something. It's been done over and over again. It's part of smart growth. Agenda 21. I've read the UN documents. I've made films. And I see it coming to the town where I live. And I see them training the police all over the country for no-knock warrants, where they just kick your door down. Now many states are saying for any warrant service, including parking tickets, they're going to kick the door down. It's all about scaring you. There was a police chief in Maryland a few years ago that said, yeah, we wear black masks and helmets to scare you. Well, I'm not scared. I'm scared of evil totally taking over and America being gone with the wind. America hadn't been perfect, but the amount of liberty we had here was greater than any other country, and it's been wonderful. And I think about the inside deal. You know, this is just one little example. $2 million for 300 bikes. And $250,000 a year to service them. And it turns out the San Antonio program is bigger and costs less. It's just all about flaunting in our face. And I think about the hundreds of millions. In fact, I forget the exact number. Will, you look up. It's always more later. Like the Dallas Cowboys Stadium was going to be $500 million. It was over $1 billion when it was done. Look up real fast the Austin Formula One, the East Austin Formula One, what they want taxpayers to pay. I'm done. And if I don't pay more taxes, pay more fees, more fines to this system, it will come and take my house. I don't even own my house. We didn't have property taxes till 50 years ago in this country. Property taxes is feudalism. I don't own my land. If I don't come up with that money, I lose my house. And what's it pay for? Government education, brainwashing. I'm done. I'm done with it. Okay? Now, I want to go to Luke. We'll hold him in the next segment and cram in these calls. I'll go into overdrive if I have to. I'm going to get to these calls. But Luke Radowski, 19 years old, listener of mine, becomes politically active. 4 or 5 years later, has a national TV show on RT, contributor, his own radio show, has hundreds and hundreds of We Are Change chapters around the country, around the world, fighting the fake global warming fraud, false flag terror, all of it. They're not liberal. They're not conservative. They're about justice. They're about studying issues and fighting the globalist agenda. And he went in and confronted Bernanke. He's confronted hundreds of globalists. I mean, you name it, he's done it. But now he does it as a reporter. And we're going to play a short clip of him talking to Ben Bernanke, this mobster in chief, the real president of America, illegitimately. Then we're going to go to Luke and talk about some of the other work he's doing as a shining testament and example to what you can do when you take action. And I'm very proud of the fact that so many trailblazers have grown from this show and my example, though it's my example certainly isn't perfect, and those that were examples for me. Because you can kill Alex Jones, you can kill Luke Radowski, you can't kill ideas. You can't kill information. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And the restoration of liberty and truth and justice is back. It's back in style. There's hundreds of mainstream news articles the last 2 weeks, more than hundreds, attacking myself and saying, why are conspiracy theories so popular? Why does he have now, I don't even want to tell folks, it's like 5 million a day now, listeners. I mean, I'm getting so successful. The globalists don't want to crush me because if they do, it'll highlight everything I've said and done. But if they don't, I'm just going to keep growing. You know what? Full speed ahead. You can't stop the idea. But here's that short clip, and we're going to Luke. Here it is.
Finally, I've been able to get Ben Lucifer Bernanke himself today. Very fitting when everybody's struggling in this economy, struggling to survive, struggling to pay their mortgage, to even have food. Ben Bernanke's out celebrating at this huge gala event with all these rich, elite, powerful people drinking all this expensive alcohol and eating all this expensive food. Meanwhile, there's children starving. And I decided to play it smart, and that's why I came up to him many times, pretending to take pictures for about 30 minutes, and then I just couldn't take it anymore, and I just had to get him. Hey, Ben, just really quick, what'd you do at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting?
I'm not doing any press today.
It was discussed that's where they just planned to destroy the economic American economy due to a mole. I mean, what'd you do at the Bilderberg group?
I'm not doing any press today.
No questions?
No.
What'd you do there? All we want to know. When are you going to apologize for destroying this economy, Mr. Bernanke? That's a very simple question. What'd you do at the Bilderberg meeting? Of course, you don't want to answer that question because in 2008 in Chantilly, Virginia, at the elitist Bilderberg meeting, a mole came out right afterwards and said you guys were planning to destroy the U.S. economy, the U.S. dollar, to bring in a one-world government currency. And that's exactly what happened after your meeting in June of 2008.
All right, that's enough. You can see the whole video at wearechange.org or infowars.com. But the issue here is 2006, 7, 8, 9, right through, we're able to predict exactly what they're going to do via our moles. And I was there. And we just, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we just showed the video of Bernanke driving in and out. And we had U.S. Army in plain clothes harassing us, threatening us. It was hellish to just be there and show Obama and Hillary in there secretly at the meeting. The rest of the U.S. media not knowing where they disappeared for that day. We're calling ABC, NBC going, hey, you want to know where Hillary and them are? They're right here. Japanese media did show up. It's that's how controlled the press is. I mean, you got 125 global leaders. You got the Queen of the Netherlands, Henry Kissinger in there, Secretary of State in there, and they didn't want to know. And we came out and said, okay, they're about to implode the economy. Here's how they're going to do it. They're going to want a banker bailout. Then they'll announce a world government, which they've now done. But the yuppies were told world government doesn't exist, so they're going to at least try to help Bernanke bring us down because they hate their children. They hate freedom. They like feeling like they're part of the establishment. Luke, great job. Obviously, you shot great high-def video of him walking around, you know, with the other globalist in there, the other parasite globalist. But what else happened behind the scenes?
I mean, as soon as I started asking the question, I had one goon put his hands on me. Then he put his second hand in the middle. He tried to push me out of there. I just remember standing my ground until the second goon came around. They both grabbed my arm, and they literally had to drag me out of there. I really didn't want to leave because I just wanted to have a conversation and ask these people questions. If these people had nothing to hide, if these people weren't doing something wrong, they would just simply answer the question. And when they don't, that's when it's skeptical. That's when we have to that there's something wrong with this puzzle, and that's when we have
that's
to
right.
Demand answers.
Real reporters ask serious questions. What'd you do at the secret meeting? We shot video of you there. You bullhorned them. I bullhorned them. Here we are years later in the aftermath. You're asking a real question. You're supposed to just go to press conferences and take whatever he vomits on you and then repeat it to everyone. How dare you ask him a real question? That is so evil.
I mean, I've been down here in Washington, D.C., and it's been amazing. I mean, just this week, I'm going to be releasing videos of me confronting General Hayden, the former CIA and NSA head, about privacy rights. I talked to Senator Lieberman about Alawaki having dinner at the Pentagon. He himself said he would look into it. I'm going to be releasing video of Prodigy of Mobb Deep, an interview I did with this.
Hey, well, stay there. Let's talk about briefly some of the folks you've confronted. You got Gary Hart to admit our government does stage terror attacks, and he basically threatened Iran with that. Then let's talk about some of the new confrontations and what you're doing. This is what the media should be doing, but they're too busy lying.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Schools arrange secret abortions, parents outraged, and they're having a straight-faced national debate in New Zealand about is it okay that they take 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls and the school helps them get an abortion and teaches them how to not tell mommy and daddy. See, that's about the state running your children and carrying out the population reduction on them. Well, Americans don't even get mad. Schools all over the U.S. take kids to get abortions, and Americans say, hey, you own my kid. I'm here to produce babies for the state, land of the free, home of the brave. The TSA is like, that's right. We're sticking our hands on your one-year-old's pants. We own your family. Now get your wife over here. Teach her to submit. And if you don't like her, a SWAT team standing by. You better learn to submit to us. All right, I want to jam in some final calls. Finishing up with Luke, you're going to be traveling to Europe, going to be reporting for us from Bilderberg in Switzerland, doing a great job. That was big news you mentioned before the break. You say you talked to a top globalist and said you want an investigation of Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted number two guy, head of al-Qaeda, secretly hanging out at the Pentagon getting orders, source Fox News. And did I hear you right? You said Herr Lieberman?
Yeah, Senator Lieberman said he's going to look into the al-Awlaki thing. I talked to him twice when I was here in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be releasing the video later this week. Tomorrow I'm releasing an interview with Prodigy of Mobb Deep. Alex, you got to have this guy on your show. He's amazing. He's a Grammy Award-winning hip-hop artist, a hip-hop legend. I'm going to also be releasing videos with Larry Flint. Right now I'm in Atlanta. I'm going to be speaking with Cynthia McKinney, Richard Gage, and April Gallup.
Wait, you got an interview with Larry Flint?
Yeah, Larry Flint actually gave me an interview down here in Washington, D.C. So that's going to be releasing later on this week on our YouTube channel.
You know, I got called by his people and said, you want to put the request in, he might do it. And I never did it. I mean, I don't really approve of overall what's going on in the magazine, but it's a place to get our articles published. They published quite a few of our Infowars.com articles, but Larry Flint, I'd like to get him on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's a very interesting freedom fighter as well, fighting for the First Amendment. But right now I'm in Atlanta. I'm going to be speaking at We Are Change Atlanta's event with April Gallup, Cynthia McKinney, and Richard Gage. Next week I'm starting my Euro tour. I'm going to be at the G8 in France. I'm going to be at the Bilderberg in Switzerland. I'm going to be speaking for the Sovereign Independent in Ireland, Scotland, and England. And I'm going to be going all over Europe so people could contact me, get on my Facebook and Twitter to see exactly what I'm up to. But a lot of developments are breaking as they happen. I'm going to be there live on the scene reporting for you, for everybody else, and I hope people pay attention to.
And you gave me some bad news. The WeAreChange.org is being hacked where you can't even keep the site up. I'll have to get you on the phone with my IT guys, but it was you who got me in contact with a well-known IT expert that found stuff that we hadn't even found. He hit one button and was shutting our site off just to show it. So I think we need to give you the number of the guy that you gave us, and he'll be able to find the holes in your system.
Yeah, that's my friend from Federal, Jack. He tried to help us out. He even couldn't find out exactly what's happening with our website. So if he doesn't know, I'm kind of worried myself. So.
Well, have you moved to different servers?
Yeah, we changed servers. We gotta find. I don't know. I gotta find somebody to do this because.
Well, you're gonna have to just launch on a whole other URL, a whole other platform.
Yeah, I'm most likely gonna do that. But right now, people could find me on my Facebook, which is Luke at We Are Change.
Hey, you know the good news? What are there over 200 other chapters globally with their own websites? Sorry, sorry, it's already gone viral. You're not going to stop any of us.
240 chapters worldwide, Alex Jones. It's insane.
Well
done. And I can't believe so many other people are fighting for truth and justice. And this is really the turning point right now where we all take action, take steps. And there's going to be so many of us at this Bilderberg meeting in Switzerland. I just can't wait to be there to bullhorn these evil criminals and to let them know that we're not going down without a fight. We're not going to go down silently. We deserve better. We as humanity will prevail, and they have nothing going for them. We have everything going for us, and it's only a matter of time until we start winning.
Well, you're just doing an incredible job, Luke, and you're inspiring countless others after you, and they can't stop the signal. They can't stop the truth. They can't stop the idea. And, Luke, God bless you. Great job, and I can't wait to have you reporting for us. We're going to have Jim Tucker on as well, who's got real moles inside, incredible intel coming up in June for Bilderberg, and we'll obviously talk to you before then. Be safe there in that den of iniquity, D.C.
No problem. I'm in Atlanta right now, so I hope everybody comes out to all these events and checks us out and participate. So just get involved, get active, and become the change you want to see as well.
You all like right. This short. Luke, you're awesome. We'll talk to you again soon. In fact, let's just put him on hold, get the IT guys to talk to him. But if that awesome hacker you got us in touch with can't help you, I don't know if we can. Boy, Lance in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Lance. Okay, I must have gotten a different phone system. Oh, that's what it is. It loaded old phone numbers. Steve in Ohio, then Peter, Timber. I'm going to try to get to everybody. Steve, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, hi. Wanted to get with you. I really have a issue here. I wanted to ask you for some help on. I was really pushing information on my high school classmates' Facebook. There's about 350 people there back in 1967, graduates. And but more or less conservative people, and I was talking about Dr. Steve Pachinik and all that's been going on with the Bin Laden hoax and all that. And what I'm confused about is I was basically posting what Dr. Pachinik said concerning the Marfan syndrome and made statements just mirroring what he was saying, that you can't live more than 6 years with it. And I got kind of embarrassed because one of the...
No, there's some people that have another... You know, some people can live decades. And I asked Pachinik about that. We were all talking fast. It's the type of kidney failure he had, and the Marfan's on top of it. He was saying that he didn't think he could live very long with it.
Okay, well, because the people posted back, Steve, here's the Mayo Clinic website, said people can live normal lives with it and all that sort of thing. I want to make one more point in a hurry. Is Alex, I know that you're expanding, but from what I see, I'm from Texas, Louisiana area originally, but from what I see up here in Ohio, I'm discouraged because the more people I talk to, and I'm talking good people, you know, they believe everything hook, line, and sinker. It's hard to find somebody that doesn't fall for it totally.
Well, they're gonna get hurt bad by the system. Almost everybody I know doesn't believe that Bin Laden was just recently killed. I mean, the government's been caught running these hoaxes so many times in the past, Steve. And by the way, the whole Marfan's total kidney failure, which is a separate disease. The Marfan's is a growth disease, so that's probably how this is getting confused. No, hold on, caller, because I can hear him still turned up out there. I'm just trying to answer your question specifically. Pachinik has sources in the government saying he was already dead, and he said this in 2002. Okay, and CBS News reported he was pretty much on his deathbed in 2001 at the American Hospital in Dubai, and also at one in Pakistan. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and Bhutto, that lady in Pakistan, said he was dead too. But the point is, like, these people won't listen. They laugh at me.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your call. You're going to have to move on. They want to be hurt bad, okay? They like the Federal Reserve stealing $27 trillion. They like Ben Bernanke laughing at him. They like paying for rich sports team owners' stadiums. They like having their property taxes raised. They like the country being deindustrialized. They think it's normal to have schools inject kids with flu shots without asking. That happened 2 years ago. They think schools taking their 12-year-old daughters and cutting babies out of them is good. Their religion is worshiping corrupt authority. And so they have no future. And I said I'd get to Peter and Timber and Ty and everybody else, but I'm just out of time here. I apologize. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And Peter, Timber, and Ty, we'll write those names down. If you can get in tomorrow, we'll go to you first, if not next Sunday. It is just so frustrating, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the Gulf of Tonkin really happened. The WMDs are in Iraq. Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman. And the government loves you and cares about you. And we're not even in a recession. The economy is great.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
of people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.